AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Speaking on French television, Prime Minister Manuel Valls says the country is under a long and permanent threat. Valls says investigators don't know, but it's probable other extremist cells may be still active. These words came after confirmation the suspected mastermind of the attacks in Paris last week was killed in a raid yesterday. In the U.S., FBI Director James Comey says there is no credible threat of a Paris-style attack.
Together, we are watching people of concern using all of our lawful tools. We will keep watching them, and if we see something, we'll work to disrupt it.
Republicans were joined by dozens of Democrats on backing a bill in the House calling for more screening for refugees from Syria and Iraq. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
The administration made a last-minute push to convince House Democrats to oppose the GOP measure requiring greater screening of Iraqi and Syrian refugees. It sent Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson to make the case.
The refugee vetting process is an extraordinarily thorough process.
But 47 Democrats turned a deaf ear and voted for additional requirements, Nebraska Democrat Brad Ashford among them.
We must and are obligated to reassess our existing procedures.
The House vote would be enough to override a promised presidential veto, but top Democrat Harry Reid is promising to block the measure in the Senate. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Former Subway pitchman Jared Fogle was sentenced to nearly 16 years in prison in Indianapolis for trading in child pornography and having sex with underage prostitutes. The sentence was not enough for the victims, according to Rochelle Herman, a former journalist who taped conversations with Fogle.
What Fogle did was he stole their childhood, quite possibly their futures.
Secret Service officer Lee Moore waived his right to a hearing in Delaware. He's charged with trying to solicit sex from an undercover agent he thought was a 14-year-old girl. Stocks finished lower, the Dow down 4 points. This is AP Radio News. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says the Islamic State group video that shows images of New York is old and there are no credible threats against the city.
That video was simply, in effect, boilerplate that ISIS uses to draw attention. ISIS is, if anything, a very effective propaganda machine.
De Blasio is telling New Yorkers, don't be afraid, be aware. Salmon is the first genetically modified animal allowed by the government for human consumption. Approval was announced today. Dr. Bernadette Dunham is with the Food and Drug Administration.
FDA determined that food from aqua-aged salmon is as safe and nutritious to eat as food from non-GE Atlantic salmon.
Aqua Advantage Salmon was created by a Massachusetts-based company, Aqua Bounty. The company's CEO says it is a game changer that brings healthy and nutritious foods to consumers in an environmentally responsible manner. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.